with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. As students return to Columbia University, where a campus protest movement was launched last year, they're bracing for new disruptions. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Administrators say they are seeking to de-escalate tensions while circulating new guidance on protests. But student organizers say they will not be deterred by the new rules and will continue their activism until their demands are met. Some Jewish students, meanwhile, have accused the university of being too lenient with the student protesters. A spokesperson for Columbia says they're prepared for a range of scenarios. Julie Walker, New York.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are heading into the final stretch in the 2024 election race for the Senate majority. Bob Agnew reports.
What had been strong momentum by Republicans was, at least temporarily, interrupted by a bump in enthusiasm for Democrats following their party's recent convention and the nomination of Kamala Harris for president. Still, real-time election data tracker Decision Desk HQ gives the GOP a 70% chance of regaining the Senate majority. A key factor in Montana will be by how large a margin Donald Trump can prevail over Kamala Harris. The bigger Trump's margin, analysts say, the better the chances for GOP Senate candidate Tim Sheehy. Bob Agnew reporting.
It's always hot this time of year in central Arizona, but 2024's endless summer has been especially hot in Phoenix. On Tuesday, the city hit its 100th straight day with at least 100-degree temperatures. According to data from the National Weather Service, that's long since shattered the record of 76 days in a row set back in 1993. A rough day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 626 points, the Nasdaq dropping 577. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is preparing for another trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach at a gospel festival in Italy on September 14th. The Piazza del Plebiscito in Naples will be the venue for the event, and Graham will be joined by local church leaders and Christian music stars. Graham does some globetrotting every year, and 2024 has been no exception. He's already staged gospel festivals in Mexico, Poland, and the United Kingdom this year. He will be in Vietnam in December. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted an admissions policy that bars males from enrolling in the women-only school. The decision makes the private liberal arts school an outlier among the nation's diminishing number of women's colleges, most of whom have embraced transgenderism. Sweetbriar officials say their decision stems from the will of its founder, who died in 1900. The school says the document requires it to be a place of girls and young women. SRN News. It was a weak start to the week on Wall Street.
U.S. stocks tumbled Tuesday to their worst day since early August after a new report raised worries about the economy's health. The S&P 500 slumped 2.1%, the Dow dropped 1.5% from its record set before Monday's Labor Day holiday, and the Nasdaq fell 3.3%. Big tech stocks led the way lower. Nvidia fell 9.5%. Treasury yields also fell after a report showed U.S. manufacturing shrank again in August. This is Alex Vega.
Elon Musk's satellite-based internet service provider Starlink has backtracked and announced it will comply with a Brazilian Supreme Court justice's order to block the billionaire's social media platform, X. Starlink said in a statement posted on X that it will heed Justice Alexandre de Moraes' order despite him having frozen the company's assets. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.